from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the European Union takes another step to ease its migrant crisis. European Union interior ministers have approved a controversial quota plan Tuesday to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote over the objection of several members will be presented to a Wednesday summit of EU leaders. Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. The UN Refugee Agency said the constant stream is so large the quota plan will not be enough to stabilize the situation. Melissa Fleming is a UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
The relocation program cannot be effectively implemented without creating adequate reception facilities in the countries where the refugees and migrants enter Europe.
Meanwhile, Germany's intelligence chief warned radical Islamists could try to recruit refugees for terrorist attacks. In Burkina Faso, a tense standoff between the presidential guard and army following last week's coup may ease with the signing late Tuesday of an agreement to disengage and withdraw from the capital, Ouagadougou. Meanwhile, West African heads of state will send a peace mission to restore transitional President Michel Kafando to power. Cadre Désiré Ouédraogo is president of the ECOWAS Commission.
They have decided to dispatch tomorrow a high committee composed by head of states of six ECOWAS member states to go to Ouagadougou to reinstall President Michel Kafando in his capacity as president of a transition and to convey a solidarity message of ECOWAS to the Burkinabe people.
Coup leader General Gilbert Diendere has said he'll hand over power when requested by ECOWAS. He apologized to the country and said he plans to hand power back to a civilian administration. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. military experts believe the Russian aircraft sent to an air base in Syria are there for basic force protection, intended to protect Russian soldiers and assets on the ground.
Yes, they have increased aircraft, and there are certain kinds of aircraft there, which, depending on what the long-term decision is by Russia about its presence, could raise some questions. But for the moment, it is the judgment of our military and most experts that the level and type represents basically force protection, a level of protection for their deployment to an airbase, given the fact that it is in an area of conflict.
But Mr. Kerry said Tuesday it's unclear what Russia's long-term intentions are. Meanwhile, the UN envoy on Syria launched another effort to open peace talks on Syria. Stefan de Mistura announced the heads of four thematic working groups. The plan calls for all Syrian parties to take part in discussions within the groups looking at political and legal matters, military and counter-terror issues. On the eve of a visit to Moscow by Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkey has dubbed Russia's rapid military buildup in Syria as very dangerous. Prime Minister Ahmed Davutoğlu has warned any military backing of the Bashar al-Assad government would hamper efforts to find a political solution. China's President Xi Jinping is in Washington State at the start of his first state visit to the U.S. He is expected to discuss trade, cybersecurity, and technology with businesses, including aircraft maker Boeing and tech giant Microsoft. President Xi and Obama are expected to have intense talks over cyber espionage and economic matters during the Chinese leader's visit to the White House Friday. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it's asked China direct questions about a Texas businesswoman arrested 6 months ago for alleged spying, saying it's got no answers. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner was asked Tuesday about the case of Vietnamese-American Sandy Phan Gillis.
The U.S. consulate in Guangzhou has been providing consular assistance to her since her arrest on March 20th. We obviously are monitoring this case very closely. We've been to visit her 6 times since her arrest, and we've raised her case with Chinese government officials on multiple occasions.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Phan Gillis is suspected of endangering national security and that relevant Chinese authorities are pursuing the case under the law. Pope Francis is in Washington at the start of a historic 6-day visit to the U.S. He was greeted by President Obama at Andrews Air Force Base outside the nation's capital Tuesday afternoon. Washington, the first stop on the pontiff's visit to 3 U.S. East Coast cities, Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.